Officially calling to order the ANC 1D business meeting March 16th, 2010 at 7 p.m. Let the record reflect that all commissioners are present, McKay, Tunda, Bossemer, Lepanto, Scott, and Edwards. Would the commission like to start out with the open discussion, or would you like to get the secretaries and treasurers report out? What is the wish of the commission?
We usually have open discussion first.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll move on with public discussion.
I'm sorry,
Brian, before you get started, I'd like to ask you to silence your cell phones. Put them on vibrate, whatever, just so we can silence them. For anybody who's new here, we respect each other. One person is speaking, you need to wait until you're recognized to speak. Thank you. I'm forgetting everything, I'm sorry. We have, is it 3 minutes? 3 minutes.
Thank you for letting me be here tonight. My name is Byron Peck. I'm here to show a mural design that was originally conceived over the summer after about 6 months of community meetings where we had at least five of them here and others over at the Ethanol Condominium. The design was reduced down to a much more simplistic form, which involves the idea of images from the community, which would be the farmer's market, the children using the library, people that you can see in the street as you walk down Mount Pleasant Street and down by the park, as well as the festival Fiesta Parade, anchored by a very simple design and geometrics which represent the trees, the park, the natural beauty you have up here on the hill. And the hill itself is kind of represented by the step motif and the roots as well going down into... Oops, am I okay? And the roots going back into the community. It's a very symbolic mural. It has a lot of elements of just brightness, vividness, and color. I want to say that I had gone through the neighborhood personally over last week, have gotten over 250 signatures of people who have seen it and think it's going to add to the vibrancy of the neighborhood. They like the brightness of it, the geometry of it, the story it makes, and it'll be a great addition to what is a rather gloomy part of our downtown now. I hate to say I've seen Mount Pleasant go through a lot of things in the last 15 years that I've lived here, and I think the idea of bringing some brightness and color to that end of the street over where the Raven is would be a tremendous improvement, and I have a lot of people who have agreed to me and put their names on paper, which is in front of each of the commissioners, that I had even a better time walking through the neighborhood and getting to know all my neighbors once again and seeing how wonderful this place is we live in. And I'll be passing this around if you like. Is that about 3 minutes or?
Just under two.
Oh. So anyway, I know there's been a lot of discussion on it, and I have seen personally a far greater for the mural that I have seen as negative reasons not to have it. I don't feel that a brick wall is a really huge improvement. Particularly a wall that looks like it does over the Raven, which is dark and stained. And it just shows that whole end of the community where the fire was to be kind of a rundown section. I really don't think it's going to bring in the business that we once had before the apartment building caught on fire, whereas this could start as an anchor to bring visual brightness to the neighborhood and hopefully expand into other murals, have other artists come in to work in all the other walls we have because there's a lot of wall space in Mount Pleasant, and it'd be a good way to get the ball rolling, I think. This is completely underfunded and subsidized by the Arts Commission. It has already been fully approved by the Arts Commission panel on public artwork. We're ready to go. There's nothing to stop anything from us getting the ball going on this. We are already totally funded on it, as well as two other national agencies, including a very large retail center, which is right next door to us in Columbia Heights. So there's nothing that stands in the way of getting the artwork done that is reliant on economics. We work with the paint, which fuses with the wall itself, will last over 100 years, needs no maintenance, stays as bright as like the Duke Ellington I did, looks just the way it did the day I came down in 1997. We have murals, which are even older than that, that maintain their visual vitality for a very, very long time. Is that about it?
Fine. I gave you 2 minutes more.
Hello. I'm here on behalf of Reverend Jim Dickerson and Manna. I'm reading a statement that he, my name is Shiv Newaldis. I'm the Director of Advocacy for Manna. I have some testimony prepared here for if you guys would prefer talking now or after. I'm sorry that a medical problem prevents me from being here tonight in person to testify on behalf and in support of the proposed mural by Choir and Peck. But I'd like to submit my testimony in writing instead. As a 38-year resident and lover of the Mount Pleasant neighborhood, and one whose children were all born and raised here, and as an owner of the Atenal condominium at 3125 Mount Pleasant, I want to express my personal and Manna's strong support for the proposed mural at our building in our neighborhood by Mr. Peck. And I urge the commission to vote in favor of it. Several months ago, Mr. Peck approached me, Manna, and other owners and tenants of the building about the possibility of painting one of his beautiful murals on the north side of the wall. After several meetings with all of us and careful consideration, we approved the mural as long as it reflected a rich cultural and racial and historic diversity of our neighborhood and its people. The DC Arts Commission, who has approved and is funding his mural, required him to engage in a very extensive process soliciting community input. I personally know of at least 8 different community meetings held to get input from the community. I also know of hundreds of people, businesses, and organizations in the neighborhood who were contacted directly and individually to see the proposed mural, give input, and have an opportunity to sign a petition of support. I believe Mr. Peck has presented the petitions and letter of support for over 150 persons. I've talked personally with many residents and many neighbors who, after seeing the mural and approving it, signed a letter of support. I've spoken to only one person who did not like the design, but is not against Mr. Peck, what was Mr. Peck was proposing. Mr. Peck and his staff have done everything the DC Arts Commission has asked him to do. He's bent over backwards to accommodate the reasonable request of the community and has made changes to design to accommodate the input. The proposed mural is a reflection of what I've heard many, they say they wanted, something that reflected our diversity and a rich cultural background. I've been dismayed, saddened, deeply disturbed by the unfair and vicious attacks Mr. Peck has had to endure from a small vocal minority in the community who seem to want to control, intimidate, and determine what occurs in our community regardless of the desires of what a majority wants. I know that if there was more time and resources to do it, many hundreds more in the community will sign on supporting the mural. I was shocked to hear that one of the historic Mount Pleasant members said that she did not want to see any Latino faces or mariachi bands on that wall early on in the process. Unfortunately, the proposed mural has revealed deep divisions and biases that exist in our community. I urge the ANC commissioners to not allow those biases and efforts of a minority to dictate to a majority to win the vote tonight. We can all have honest disagreements over what our difference, artistic, philosophical, taste, and preferences, but do not oppose something and someone on the basis of race or class or cultural background and try and intimidate or bully or in order to exercise undue power and domination over others is not acceptable and only drives wedges between the different groups in our community deeper. I join with others in supporting Mr. Peck's mural. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Sherry Prasad. I'm one of I'm one of the residents of the SNL.
Can you repeat your name, please?
Sherry Persaud.
Persaud.
I'm one of the residents of the SNL, and I'm here tonight to let you guys know that a significant portion of us in the building do support the mural that's on the screen right now, and we would be happy to have it on our wall.
Hi, my name is Larissa Fries, and I'm also a homeowner at the Atanato and neighbor of Sherry's. And I just want to echo both what Sherry offered and also Mr. Dickerson's letter. I think at the Atanato we are privileged to be a host of this kind of artwork. It's a privilege for us in the community to be able to offer this space, and I think what will ultimately be a service to the community. It is also a reflection of us in the building as well, because we're looking at this not just as members of the community, but we're homeowners and we're investors in the community. We feel like this also represents us, and that makes us feel really good about it also. And I also want to affirm Byron's obvious efforts to gather a broad range of input, and I just want to applaud what I know was a huge effort to come up with this end product that I've seen a lot of iterations of this, and this is the best. It looks beautiful.
My name is Sylvia Stern, and I'm simply here as a resident. Like Mr. Dickerson, I've been here for over 30 years. And I also really think having a mural on this brick wall is a really lovely idea, and I support that wholeheartedly. I am curious about the design in the sense of technicality. I mean, I'm assuming that when it goes up, it's not going to be so defined, because I don't quite understand how something that's as really minute in detail as this is on a wall that size is going to be, I want to use the word legible, readable from the street or viewable from the street. I think for me, if I walked into a building and it were on a wall straight ahead of me, I would really say, wow, this is really quite wonderful. But, and this is purely personal, from a graphic design perspective, I find it way, way too busy. And I'd love to see one medallion. I realize that would make someone feel they were left out. But I would just like to see it much, in my vocabulary, much more graphic. It's graphic now, but I'd like to see it simplified. But thank you for the simple word. Say what I wanted to say. Thank you.
I could comment on that, but I hope it helps.
I'm Alex Kramer. I'm here as a resident, a business owner that looks at that every single day, and also looks at the burnt-out building every single day. And I'm here as the president of the Business Association. And we would welcome this mural up there and really just think it would be a nice addition to our neighborhood. And I just commend Byron on his efforts and his follow-through, and I look forward to having some art up there. Thank you.
My name is Faye Armstrong. I'm a 33-year resident of Mount Pleasant and also president of Historic Mount Pleasant. I've been talking with Byron, who lives down the street from me. Byron and I usually speak while I'm gardening. And we've been talking about murals and things for more than a year, or longer than that, actually. I'm going to start with the concern about panelization. I think Byron and I talked about this maybe a minimum 6 months ago. This building is looked up the building permit on Sunday. This is a 1927 building. It's the side of which is, of course, on a property line, therefore it doesn't have any windows, and it has never been painted. It's been graffitied a little bit, but it is in very good, seemingly very good condition. As any homeowner knows, when you start to paint brick directly, you start to have problems. It is also a principle of from the historic preservation guidelines. This, of course, is a contributing structure in our historic district. That any the masonry that has not been painted should not be painted. So I want to start with saying that anything that goes on that wall should be on panels. And it should be on panels to protect the building and also protect the art. Because I think, as we also know, we're under a lot of, maybe not in this downturn in the economy, but when things hopefully soon reverse a little bit and start to go in the other direction, that there will be, again, a lot of density pressure on our neighborhood because of our proximity to the metro and our you know, we were founded around the 42 streetcar. So those single-story buildings there that are north of 3125 Mount Pleasant Street, under current zoning rules, have the right to go up an additional four floors. That would cover over anybody's art, or Byron's or anybody else's, on that site. So I think that we need to. I think that a condition for any, and I had Byron, and I've been talking with City Arts from time to time. Does Historic Mount Pleasant oppose a mural at this site? No. But I think that a condition for any artwork on this wall is that it should be on panels. With respect to the design that's proposed, we do have some concerns, and I think this. Photoshopping, which I'm not capable of doing, of putting it right up there, I think illustrates the point. There's no one focal point. It's kind of the focal point there, the trunk of the Tree of Life in the center, but it's got too much. It needs to be simple. Anything that goes up this on this side, on this wall. Whether it be Byron's work or somebody else's in the future, if the wall should remain unobstructed long enough for there to be a change of any artwork, it needs to be a much simpler image. It needs to have a single, a single focal point. I said to Byron the other day, what is the mural that's most cited around Washington that people really, when you talk about murals, what do you like? People tend to like Marilyn Monroe, and I kind of feel sorry for Marilyn, who's been dead many years, but I mean, that's a singular image of one, you know, probably covers, I would guess, maybe something similar to that square footage. That is the kind of image from an artistic or from a design standpoint that I'm now kind of speaking for myself, because we don't have a position from Historic Mount Pleasant on alternative designs. But that a singular design with a single focal point would be a much more effective design for that site. I guess those are the principal points that I want to make, panelization and simplification.
I'm Hill Langrell. Everybody talks about how long they've been in the neighborhood. I've been here 45 years. I have no opposition to a mural on the wall. I really am not pleased with this design. I think that it is entirely too detailed, and from the perspective of a person viewing it from the street, they're going to say, what is it? I would much rather see something a lot more dramatic, a lot simpler, something that has some real depth and perspective to it. And this is entirely too flat and too detailed. So I'm not really in favor of this particular design.
Hi, My name is Bill Panici, and I've been in the neighborhood for about 25 years. With due respect to Byron and his work, I see absolutely nothing wrong with a brick wall. We've seen many, many buildings in the city that are brick walls, and they've been built that way because they are maintenance-free, with the exception of some occasional pointing. My concern about the design, and I again support Faye's and other people's views about not having it directly on the masonry but on panels, because when you think in terms of today's art, which may be considered urban art, in 20 years might be considered urban blight. There may be a very differing view about what is art in the future. And for something to be so permanent, for a bad design that would last 100 years, we may have tired of it by then, and it may have lost its usefulness and effectiveness over that period of time. So anything that would be on any wall, I would prefer to be on panels that can be removed and replaced with something else. Faye mentioned also, and Hill, about the complexity of the design. It's very detailed. I don't think anyone would be able to see or understand what's going on there. I would offer, in favor of something simpler, to reflect the diversity of the community, for example, what's wrong with a rainbow flag? That would express one single element that would capture the feeling of what's going on in Mount Pleasant. Since Mount Pleasant is an historic district and is represented by historic architecture, why not an architectural feature, an arch, a tower, a spire, something that captures the architectural details of the neighborhood, a column? Any of those things, I think, would be effective. And I think simple, single, straightforward would be certainly preferable to me than anything more complicated or as detailed as this. This is the kind of design I think I would see on a billboard that you could get right up close to and look at, something like the urban trail that we see with the signs that have been scattered through the neighborhood. We can stop and look and analyze and study and take in all that's there. But the current design, I feel, is far too busy for the site and for anybody driving. That would be completely missed. And in order to be able to see what's happening, you'd have to at least be walking. To add color to that wall might brighten up the corner, but I think overall it's not the right design for this time. That's about all I have to say.
Mi nombre es Rosa Rivas, de la Asociación Latina de Mount Pleasant.
My name is Rosa Rivas from the Latino Association of Mount Pleasant.
Con todo respeto al artista, nosotros ya nos habíamos reunido con él y habíamos dado sugerencias.
With due respect to the artist, we had already met beforehand and we had already offered our suggestions.
En este mural necesitaba más identidad y cultural de Mount Pleasant.
On this mural, we need more identity and more cultural identity that reflects Mount Pleasant.
En uno de los dibujos, en alguno de los dibujos, nosotros pedimos que hiciera cambios y hasta la fecha continuamos con reuniones y no se hizo ningún cambio.
In some of the drawings, we suggested some changes, and we have continued meeting and asking for those changes, but it has not been done.
En uno de los dibujos dice que ha dibujado dos personajes que están sentados, no sé si es acera o no sé, pero y tiene la bandera supuestamente salvadoreña.
In one of the drawings, it shows two persons that are sitting down, and there is the Salvadorian flag on it.
Para nosotros, la comunidad salvadoreña nos ha ofendido, porque eso parece como que fueran dos, no quiero decir la palabra, porque ofende, dos personas que están sentados en la calle como... vagabundo, ¿no?
Yes, on that particular drawing, it insults us Salvadorians because it shows two persons that are sitting down, and to us that means that there are two vagrants or two vagabonds persons.
Nosotros los salvadoreños acá en este país hemos sobresalido, empresarios, tenemos sillas en el City Hall, o sea, no somos unos vagabundos, y en esto nos ha insultado.
Yes, we Salvadorians are not vagabonds. We are business owners, enterprising persons, and we even have a member in the city council. And for us, this is an insult.
La sugerencia que nosotros vimos tenía que aparecer, por ejemplo, algo que fuera de Mount Pleasant.
In our suggestion, we wanted something that belongs to Mount Pleasant.
Algo como cuando uno lo ve, identificara lo que es Mount Pleasant.
Something that if you see it, you can identify Mount Pleasant.
Por ejemplo, tenemos mucho business acá, negocios. Al presentar, digamos, cualquier restaurante, uno pasa y dice, oh, en ese lugar yo estuve ahí. O sea, se identifica con la pintura.
Yes, for instance, if we have a mural of a restaurant and you're walking by and you can identify the restaurant and you say to yourself, that is Mount Pleasant.
Por ejemplo, las dos jóvenes de la fotografía que son bolivianas. No estoy diciendo, especificando un país tampoco, ¿no? Porque eso ya sería un poco racismo, pero eso no identifica Mount Pleasant.
And also the painting of the two young ladies who are from Bolivia, I am not saying that it's racism per se, but that does not identify the neighborhood.
Queremos algo que identifique la cultura y la identidad de Mount Pleasant.
We want something that will identify Mount Pleasant and also show its culture.
So far we've had, what, five people try to tell the artist what his name is. Oh, my name is Ian Walker. I live on Mount Pleasant Street. I've been a resident for 2 years now. I live across from the mural, or where it would be. And aren't those two men sitting on the sidewalk, who are they? They're the owners of Tonic?
Yeah.
Right. So they're the owners of Tonic. It's not meant to be insulting. I work with many Salvadoran people before, and I think they're wonderful people. I would not think that seeing two of them sitting on the sidewalk, especially prominent business owners from Mount Pleasant, my mind would not go straight to vagrants. I'm sorry if that's where your mind goes. I'm also sorry that you guys aren't appreciative of the fact that you know, this is a huge honor to have a resident artist living in Mount Pleasant, you know, offer his services. And it sounds a little controlling to tell him what to do. I mean, maybe art isn't supposed to be, you know, pretty. And maybe it's supposed to make you think. Maybe it shouldn't be simple. I see depth. I see five portals with a lot of depth. I see, you know, the arch that identifies the street. And I see people. I don't think we should have a sign identifying a restaurant that may not be here in a few years. I just think we should stop telling Byron what to put on his mural and just be honored that we could have such a fabulous showcase piece of art, fine art, so prominently placed.
Am I allowed to speak twice? Byron, would you? I came in a few minutes late. May I speak twice?
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. Okay, I won't.
While we're passing the microphone, we are meeting about other topics tonight. Don't feel like we're only talking about the mural. If you have something to say with regard to anything that the neighborhood needs to talk about, please bring it up.
Is this thing on? Hi, I'm Lori Ballinger. I appreciate the fact of how hard it must have been to try to come up with a design for Mount Pleasant. I really do. But I'm going to echo what I heard one ASC commissioner say, which was when you try to be too many things to too many people, then you lose the art of it. And I love murals. I love art. I was an art history major undergrad. I love modern art. And I would just love to see something on that wall that you can easily read from the ground, and I just think it's too detailed. And I don't have any content suggestions. I want it to be from the artist to come up with something that is big and dynamic and that we can see, as opposed to a lot of detail that on the ground would be great to read, but is just going to be too difficult to see from a distance.
Good evening. I'm Lillian Perdomo, and I am a resident of Mount Pleasant. And I am sitting next to my fabulous friend Rosa, and we sit on different issues, and I still love her dearly. So, and I was just talking to her about the fact that I think there are some changes to the painting, that, and she can, of course, speak for herself. I met Byron yesterday. And I was, you know, I don't know, I was a little shocked at the sense that, oh, a blank wall, there's nothing wrong with a blank wall. Of course there's nothing wrong with a blank wall. But I think we're a community, and we need to come together with what is it that we want to represent us. And so we need to reach a certain sense of an agreement of what that is. And as fabulous as Mount Pleasant is, and the fact that we have, I understand, so many organized groups makes it much harder. But I feel very honored to have all of us be listened to by the ANC here, including my commissioner, who I've been bombarding with emails, and he's been very patient with me. I have 24 signatures from the people on Ingleside Terrace, and maybe some others were a bit shocked to hear that we couldn't have a mural. I also, who do I submit that to? I also spoke with Byron, and I asked him whether, you know, that I had heard the criticism in terms of being too detailed of a picture. And so when I went getting signatures, I also asked people what they thought of the picture. And some of them said they didn't like the little steps-like piece because it made it feel Southwestern-like. But, you know, everybody will have an opinion. And I think we need to reach a point where, and I'm just walking in, so I'm willing to let those that have been here the longest to be the decision makers. And one of the questions I asked was whether the Civic Association, the Mount Pleasant Business Association was supporting this, because they are more involved in the day-to-day. And they said that they are. And I just want to encourage us to try and move this forward as fast as we can. Things sometimes, the longer we wait, you know, like the health care bill, it looks like it won't go anywhere, it gets sour and it gets done. So let's try and move this forward as fast as we can, but let's not compromise, you know, overreach either. Thank you very much. Any other speakers?
In back.
My name is Paulo Benavente. I'm also a neighbor. First of all, I would like to know, maybe the artist can explain to us, because I've seen other of your murals that are painted directly on the brick and not on panels, and that I don't know what would be the problem of doing it directly on the brick. Is there any problem with that?
No,
excuse me. We don't have interaction.
Well, that's all I wanted to know, because my understanding is that there is some preparation of the surface at first, and then you work on the mural. Second, I'm not surprised that people is trying to tell you what you have to do, because as you sure know, that the same thing was happening to Michelangelo when he was working on his David. That's, it's true. It's on the Antonio Vasari wrote the book, and it's there. They were saying to him, look at the nose. You have to fix the nose because it's a little bit too big. And he kind of tried to do it. It's the same thing. No piece of art is gonna please everybody. I walk around this city, and in the city you see a lot of pieces of art everywhere. I don't like all of them. I go to the National Art Gallery, like at least two or three times a month. I see a lot of pieces of art there. A lot of them I don't like, but I don't complain. I don't go to the information desk to complain. I'm not trying to make fun of other people. To clarify, I'm just saying my opinion. And the last thing I'm going to say is that I definitely see a central point of the mural. I see a big tree, and I see ecology there. I can see art. I can see the branches are producing fruits. Are like in the fruits are what's going on in the community. I don't know. There are many interpretations that I see of the tree, and I'm sorry that other people doesn't see it like that.
Bueno, Rosa, otra vez, yo sé, solamente es para pedirle disculpas.
Excuse me.
La pintura.
You only get one chance to speak. We stopped somebody else, so you didn't allow them. We can't have you, sorry.
Gracias, solamente quería pedirle disculpas al señor artista si hizo el cambio de una de las pinturas que estaba en medio.
Could you please relay what I just said? Oh, did you? Oh, okay.
I want to say I'm sorry to the artist because he changed the picture inside.
I could do in English or Spanish, but déjame empezar en español. Para mi punto de vista, yo lo veo, yo lo he visto varias veces y pues, para mi punto de vista artístico no me gusta, no me cae bien. Es como, sí hay pintura, sí hay broches y todo eso, pero para mí no es una obra de arte, sino es una cosa que sociológico. Realmente no es una cosa de arte que pueda apreciar cuando lo veo. Yo entiendo que hay símbolos ahí, pero son símbolos más bien, tú sabes, de no sé, para mí no es no tiene valor artístico serio para mí, pero solamente de mi punto de vista. Segundo, pienso yo que si estamos aquí todos de una comunidad, debemos todos estar de acuerdo en una cosa de que vamos a ver todos los días. No es como vamos a pasar al museo todos los días. Yo no voy al museo de mi voluntad, de mi propia voluntad. Yo cruzo, pero yo vivo acá, entonces debo tener algo para decir de mi punto de vista artístico. No es una gran idea ni nada. But basically what I was saying was, I mean, my personal point of view is that I'm not opposed to the idea of a mural. It's just when I look at this, I don't feel like it's artistic. I think that there's brushes and paint involved here, but I don't see it as a piece of art. I see it as a thing that's kind of like a sociological statement, but I don't see it as a piece of art that I can appreciate. And also, my power is out. I only had a few minutes to come. I don't know what's going on Kilbourne, but the power's out. So I only had a minute to stay, but I just wanted to say my little part.
Sir, could you identify yourself?
I'm Ruben Rudolph. I live on Kilbourne.
Thank you.
I don't know. Excuse me before you get started. Those of you who just came in, silence your cell phones. Thank you.
Yes, I don't know if I'm out of order here, but my name is Rebecca Medrano. Yo vivo aquí hace 30 años y soy la directora de Teatro Gala. And I am here to support public art, to support murals in Mount Pleasant. I believe public space should be used for art. It enlivens the neighborhood, it brings warmth to the neighborhood, and it represents the many diverse people who live in this community, the many faces. I also think there has been a process, I understand, not in detail, but for getting to where we are with these murals. The D.C. Arts Commission set up a panel. The panel reviewed it. It was, I believe, the designs were approved, and it is just pending the approval of the ANC to move forward. So there were a group of artists. Art is always very personal, and everybody has their point of view. Todos ven arte de una forma diferente, su belleza, su forma, pero es arte. Y hay un proceso, y han hecho mucho trabajo para poder llegar a eso. I'm sure that there will be a period of adjustment of the murals. I think there is a room for input, but the concept of not approving mural art in Mount Pleasant, donde yo vivo, eso yo no acepto. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yes. That concludes public discussion. Nothing further.
Good evening. My name is Juan Carlos Ruiz, and I'm with the Latino Association. Madam Chairman, I just wanted to ensure that we all need to be respectful of the processes established by this ANC, and I think you should model with us. We have made several calls to your house and to your office asking you to call us back, and we have not heard from you. And today we have one of the members of the Latino Association trying to apologize, correcting the mistake of a statement she made, and you, along with Mr. Fred Edwards, check her out. That should not be the process in our community. That should not be shying off people that way in our community. We need to allow everybody to speak. Secondly, in regards to the mural, Mr. Byron, the Latino Association have given you several comments, several suggestions that I'm afraid to say did not reflect in the paint. I respect your art. I respect your art. I think your art is your art, and we must value that. I disagree with other comments that this is not art. This is your art, and thank you for doing that. Now, the process that you use to come out with this art is not a process that was inclusive of all of us. We can argue about whether it was or not, but we don't feel that way. Members of the community we're representing do not feel that you have a very good process for that. So perhaps this is a good process, it's a good time for us to learn that we need to include everybody, and I mean everybody, especially now that the Latino community has a strong voice and is being organized. So, as a suggestion for you in the future, I don't know what the vote is going to be here, but in the future, to you and to the members of the commission, we will ask you to please consider the Latino Association. It might not be representing all the Latino community, but we have a voice, and we have been organizing ourselves, and we have been a very strong asset in our neighborhood that has been making a lot of improvements since we have organized ourselves less than a year ago. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. It's good to be here. I've been here before. My name is Mian Shafi, and I've lived in this community for 30 years. I was in that building when it caught fire. My leg caught fire. I lost everything. And yes, I've come here before. Good evening, Mr. Greg. How are you? Of course, I being an artist and musician and a hardworking person of the community, and I've been here 30 years, and a lot of people know me. Nancy Shaya was supposed to come here with me, the ANC Commission too, but she's busy. So I just think it's just normal and natural. Let's have, the community is built of artists and musicians, and let's just have the mural. What are we here for? I mean, is anyone opposing? Is opposing art? art for art. From, I mean, okay, change the mural. It's great. I think it's got the tree of life. It's got the diversity, people. Maybe put in more diversity. Yeah, maybe add more to the painting. And if it doesn't work, and if there is objection against it, paint the wall back. Okay, that's all. As an artist, I love painting. I sit upstairs with my canvas and paint. And I'm for that mural. And if anyone's opposing it, I think it's ignorance. I can go on and on.
Anything further in public discussion? Okay, well, we'll move on with the business of the commission. On with the secretary's report, please. Greg, do you want the chair now?
No, I would like to make a suggestion that, as we've done in some other, many other instances where we have a lot of people here for a topic, that we move directly to that topic so that we don't have people caught by some of the administrivia and bureaucraffiti that we've got to go through.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Okay, is that better now? Okay. Well, in the light of that, I presume that we're going to move on to the Muriel. Who's first resolution?
May I suggest that it be taken up in cron order of receipt, which makes Dave's the first.
Does the commission wish for me to answer? Juan Carlos is calling me. Your question? You had a question?
Yeah, I was just wondering a couple of things very quick. Number one is the thing we should have the report first from the commission or what the issues are. And second of all is the agenda is not in Spanish. Are we having the question for the agenda to be in Spanish? And third is how we can have a bigger input than 3 minutes here when we don't have a commissioner's corner back. So I believe that all the agenda items there need to be customized, some input from community besides the 3 minutes ahead of time. Furthermore, I don't believe that, and I have one of the issues that is important to me, but moving the issue forward, that then because it's an astronaut now here, I think you, the rest, we miss an opportunity there for us to be educated about the other issues there that the commission is dealing with, which is also in our community. So I think we should go with the agenda item and the process that you have presented there, so we can all learn what the other issues are in our community besides that, and how you make our decisions.
The commission was just trying to be considerate of the majority that was here, we presumed was here because of the mural from the public discussion we got. So we were trying to be considerate and go to that as not to keep people too long. So we'll proceed with the mural. Dave?
Yes. Yeah, I too want to move forward on this. As we can see, there's lots of opinions, and we found out that everyone is a critic.
Dave, make your motion.
What's that?
Make your motion.
Ah, read the motion.
Do you wish me to read it for you? I've got a better angle.
The AMC 1D commissioners endorse City Arts design for a community mural at 3125 Mount Pleasant Street Northwest. Yes, I want to move this forward. Everybody, as the adage has it, is a critic.
Need a second.
Okay. Of both process and design. We are divided here in arguing about process, how did we come to this point, and about the design. And as I said, everyone is a critic. But this has had a long history. And has had almost over a year of public involvement in the generation of the design. I've been to at least three meetings. I know there were at least five, perhaps eight. Murals are, in my mind, like totem poles. You put them up and they tend to fade and go away, even the ones with special paint. Or the community might get tired of them and put something else up in their place. So I say the process has gone on. It may not be the process that I wanted or any others of us in particular wanted or would have preferred, but it was the process. And I think we should honor it and honor everybody's efforts here. I made a quick calculation in my own single-member district, and the people tending against and only against the design here, not against putting a mural up, were less than 20% of the people who talked to me about it. So I don't see that as a mandate for not going forward.
Jack.
Let me say that I have been supporting Byron Peck since the day he started this process. I supported Byron Peck when the mural was going to be on the Hellers building, and I supported him when it was shifted to the Akinato building. I introduced the resolution of support at the December ANC meeting. That motion failed. I have continued to support him, and as recently as my newsletter on March 7th, I said that I was going to vote for this mural and that I expected to pass the ANC. However, I have heard these concerns, which are not about the content of the mural, but are about whether it would work. The problem is, it is too busy, it is too detailed, it's not going to be visible from the street. I think those concerns are well-founded, and I think it is important. Considering that this is something that affects the entire neighborhood, I have heard a great deal of negative sentiment about it. It's not something that is of such value that we can legitimately force it on the neighborhood over strong opposition. And we have heard strong and well-founded opposition. Again, not because it's a mural. I think a lot of people would favor a mural. Not even because of the content, though there have been some concerns about the content. It's about whether the scale of that mural would work on this building at that distance, whether people from the street would be able to see that detail, basically whether the design would work. And I think, I'm sure, that Byron could do very much better if freed from these requirements that he satisfied so many groups in the community, and that he instead do something simple and dramatic and artistic. I think that would be a magnificent enhancement to the community. But under the circumstances, as I say, right up until last week, I was supporting this mural. But tonight, I cannot, and I'm going to be voting no on this particular resolution. We have a couple of alternatives which would promote the possibility of endorsing Byron's further work on a revised design. Thank you.
Further discussion? Oliver.
I personally think the mirror is really great artistic work, and it took quite some time for Brian to come with it. He came up with the first one. People discussed it here, and they asked him to make some changes. He did the changes. He came up with it, and I think it looks really great, and we should really help put the mirror there by our local artists in the neighborhood. So I would really support the mirror, and wish and hope every commissioner also will support it so that we have a mirror up there.
Phil.
Thank you. I opposed this mural at our last meeting in December. I'm going to vote against this resolution. As Jack indicated, there are some alternative resolutions that I can support. we need more public art in the city and in our neighborhood. It is somewhat about process, but I think it's also about, you know, everyone is, sorry, you're right.
I spent a good deal of my life in art school and supporting arts and running artistic festivals and serving on art juries. In this case, I spent well over 100 hours trying to get a compromise among the various factions. And it looked like we almost had one, and then it fell apart at the very last moment. So my vote will be no on Dave's motion, but I've offered an alternative that has been stripped down from an earlier, more detailed one. The main thing is that I believe that we can rally our forces, move forward, and perhaps get 100 times better result.
Okay. I make a motion that we close discussion. All those in favor? Ready for the vote? All those in favor of this resolution on the table now? Oh, I forgot what I'm doing. Tonton Bossaman. Tonton Bossaman voting yes. All those opposed? McKay, LaPonta, Scott, and Edwards voting no. Next resolution. Greg or Jack, whichever one is up.
Resolved, ANC1D advises the D.C. Commission on Arts and Humanities to not approve the funding for the latest city arts design for a mural to be placed on the south wall at 3125 Mount Pleasant Street Northwest, Akhenaten.
I thank you for my critics. I think it is the north wall. And while I'm at it, may I also say that other critics have said that the words unconvincing ought to be replaced, and I suggest unpersuasive.
I'm sorry, Phil?
I haven't had a chance to look at the notes for this evening. Is there another resolution that's in between these two?
This is Greg's, and we have one coming from Jack as well.
I second Greg's.
Discussion on Greg's resolution? No discussion. You're ready for the vote? All those in favor of Greg's resolution?
Point of order. Are we required to read the resolution?
Oh, excuse me. I thought it had been read. Oh, okay. We just had a correction on what wall it was on. Okay. Now, do you want to reread it now that a word has been changed?
Let me just point out that it isn't corrected to read the north wall. Thank you, audience.
Now, would you change unconvincing to...
Hey, Greg, you got to use the microphone. I can't hear you from here.
Would you please change the two occurrences of unconvincing to unpersuasive in the Y section?
Why don't you let me read the rationale, given that they're brief. Number one, a fixed mural likely will be obscured by any development of the three narrow properties directly to the north. Two, the current design is unpersuasive, with many residents from all across the neighborhood expressing strong dislike. A broader program of public art could leverage the many thousands of square yards of blank wall space to encourage more diverse choices and broader participation. Three, the process used to develop the current design is unpersuasive. A locally based competition seems likely to bring in more choices rather than would trying to tweak a single offering.
Any further discussion? Dave?
Yeah, I must ask my learned colleague Greg Edwards, just what does unconvincing or unpersuasive mean about a matter of art?
Well, there is considerable social science research that says that you can submit these to panels and that there is typically broad agreement on what is strikingly creative and well-crafted. And the general observation I've seen in sitting in over 1,000 juries is that sometimes a piece comes up that just strikes you as extraordinary, and it galvanizes people, and it will tend to galvanize other groups of people. So this has apparently not been one that has reached that point of a broad, even controversial attachment.
Dave?
I don't know whether Greg understood me, but I asked him to describe what the hell does unpersuasive mean in the sentence.
A pervasive piece is one that that convinces people that this deserves a lot of extra attention and investment. It's the kind of thing that
costs. Then why don't you say that?
It's a lot of extra words. You're welcome to make a friendly amendment. Or, as you say, everybody's a critic, Dave.
Okay, further discussion? None. Are we ready for the vote? All those in favor of Greg's resolution as it now reads, with Edwards and Lepanto voting yes. All those opposed, Tunda, Bosserman, and Scott. Jack, what are you doing? Okay, and Jack abstains. Tunda, Bosserman, and Scott vote no. Jack, your resolution.
I move, resolve ANC Wendy advises the D.C. Commission on Arts and Humanities to not approve the latest city arts design for a mural to be placed on the north wall, thank you, of 3125 Mount Pleasant Street Northwest, but to require Mr. Peck to revise the design to meet the principal objection raised by residents of Mount Pleasant, namely that the design is too cluttered with detail to be effective in its proposed location.
Second. Discussion. Dave?
I would argue against the statement that has not won the support of Mount Pleasant public in my single-member district. All the people that contacted me about this or that I've heard from, it's only 20% were against the design. I don't know how you people count or who your particular advisors are, but I would think that the broader public does support this.
Jack, perhaps a friendly amendment would be that the design has not won the entire or the total support of Mount Pleasant Public.
I appreciate that adjustment, yeah.
Any further discussion? Greg?
Well, I've heard from a broad cross-section of Mount Pleasant as well, pro and con, and I have personally decided to stay out of being an art critic in this case, but I think that as I said, that there is, I think that much better can be done, and I'd like to see a process that do it, and I particularly do not want to see the result hardwired for one person. I think it should be open to competition.
Okay, any further discussion? Any commissioners, any further discussion? Are we ready for the vote? All those in favor of Jack's resolution? McKay and Scott voting yes. All those opposed? Tunda, Boston, and Edwards are opposed. Lepanto, are you abstaining? Okay.
Wow. Let me propose now we return to the main order of business.
Okay. So we're going to the Secretary and Treasurer's report.
May I ask the chair for a 2-minute break so that those that wish to leave or have a quick discussion can do so.
Okay. Well, how does the commission feel about that? And also, from the audience, there's a request to have the results. I think maybe they couldn't keep up with us what we did. It's up to the commission.
All three resolutions failed.
Fail.
We've deadlocked again. This is the second time we've taken this up. This is the second time we've deadlocked. So. Yes, the second time. We took this up in December. I appreciate that many of you all showed up here. Excuse me, sir. I'm talking.
May I suggest that we take a 2 or 3 minute break?
Yeah, we can take a 2 minute break. All those who need to and want to leave can. You're right.
Thank you.
I love everybody.
Commissioners, we're ready to resume. Commissioner Edwards, we're ready to resume. Okay, Jack.
Point of order. Point of order, please. I would like to suggest that when we are at critical points in the proceedings of the Commission and have already gone through the public discussion period, that you ask the Commission to call for a vote on whether we would allow a longer interruption from one of the audience.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, that's not my doing.
Jack, can we go ahead with the business so we can get to...
It's just a matter of the minutes of the February 16th meeting. Draft minutes were set up on the 17th. Are there any corrections to be offered? Hearing none, I will deem the minutes to be correct. And I'll proceed with the Treasurer's Report. To begin with, I have checks in hand for Tony Grillo for $100 for posters. That's routine. I also have a check, $100, for Julian, who is doing the interpretation tonight. And I need a specific approval to compensate him for his duties this evening. We don't have that independently.
I second the motion.
Yeah, the motion to pay Julian Gonzalez $100 for interpretation tonight.
All those in agreement?
Thank you. Unanimous approval. Okay. There is a matter of an invoice from Rob Waldeck, which I received at around 5 o'clock this evening for $1,101.50. This is a problem for a couple of reasons. First of all, if I get an invoice an hour before a meeting, I don't have time to check and make sure that it's got the proper authorization. There's also a specific issue with this one because this shows the bottom line on his invoice. It's $101.50 for Rob, and then it's $1,000 in expenses.
That was my reaction. The expenses, this is compensation to, where'd it go? This is a payment to Barbara Fenton of $1,000.
Brenta.
I'm reading what it says, Greg. But the fact of the matter is, I'm not going to pay such an invoice with nothing but a statement here that he has paid this other person $1,000. We need some detail from this other person of what exactly she did for $1,000. Is that correct?
I agree. I included that in the cover email. But I understand your point, and I agree with it, that it just came in too late.
And I agree that you need a chance to look over it in detail and get a better detailed explanation of it.
Is it?
Phil?
I'd also like to make sure that we remember past resolutions the ANC has passed with regard to work plans for contractors submitted in advance of the month that the work is done.
Okay, I think my question is, if we just fail to deal with this, then we're not going to be able to address it for another month. The alternative is for the commission to approve this conditionally on my evaluation of the... Never mind, let's not do this. If it's all right with the commission, we'll just tell Rob to wait for another month. Is that acceptable? Okay, I think so. I'm sorry about this, but I just can't deal with things which come in on such a time scale. Okay. Interpretation. We have a contract offer from Multicultural Community Services to provide interpretation once a month, 2 hours, at $160 per session. I would like to see an approval of that contract. Now, there's also funding from OLA to support this. But that, in a way, that complicates matters. I'll get to you, Greg. I see your hand.
It's fun to check.
I'm all in favor of contracting with MCS for an interpreter once a month. But what do we do about our second meeting? I would love to see us use the OLA money, use the OLA subsidy of $160 a month to cover the interpreter for our regular business meetings. Then I would like to see us pay for an interpreter for our informal meetings, same rate, $160 a month, for the remainder of this calendar year. Okay, now,
do you have a question about it or a statement on it?
I have a statement because I spent a lot of time getting this money or this service from OLA. And I'd like to suggest that I wonder, there is a question I'd like to ask of Julian Gonzalez, if he would be willing to work with us from time to time on the informal meeting.
Wait a minute, Greg. Let's keep this in perspective, handle one thing at a time. We got a second on Jack's suggestion. I asked if you have a comment on that, not to go any further than that. You have a comment on accepting what Jack is proposing. He's got a second on that.
Yeah, let me point out that working through MCS really facilitates the financing, because if we have an arrangement with an individual, then that individual may be considered an employee. And that's just an entirely, yes, I've been there. That raises a whole set of issues. I would think it much preferable to work through MCS, even though it may cost us $60 each time. Because maybe Julian would work for $100, but through MCS it's $160. But again, it's better for us, I think, to work through an organization than to deal with an individual. And I'm also uncomfortable with this approach of taking a contractor for an organization and then contracting directly with him. Because what you see a great deal of is these contract employees making their contacts through an organization and then undercutting that same organization by contracting directly with a client. I don't want to do that. So I am proposing, one, that we agree to pay MCS $160 a month out of OLA funds with the OLA funding, and that we also propose $160 a month to MCS to provide interpretation at our informal monthly meetings.
Phil?
I would really prefer to see this in a come through in a written resolution rather than through the treasurer's report process. But secondly, I would rather spend money on translating documents into Spanish than interpretation at our informal meetings.
Great.
Just to clarify, the deal that I worked out with OLA is that not that they give us any money, but they have that they contract directly with MCS. And then it is up to us. The deal is that, and that we have not gotten written confirmation of it. That's the reason that I haven't sent an email out on it. I was promised written confirmation by today, but like many things, it hasn't come in. But the arrangement that was described to me is that we can, it's a purchase order for 12 sessions over the next year. And we can choose over the next year of which they are by directly contacting MCS. So there's no funds transfer.
Phil?
If the deal isn't finalized, then I think the prudent step here is to table this motion until it is finalized, and so move.
Well, Jack.
I think that's a good idea.
All right, everybody. But okay.
Then the only thing I'm requesting now is the authorization to pay Julian $100 for this evening, which I have approval for, so I am ready to proceed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Are we? Do we have a committee report? Does the commission want me to?
No.
Okay.
This is an issue that affects us, Madam Chair. We should be at least being consulted with this.
I can only follow what the commission wants to do. So where are we? Do we have a commercial quarter report?
We don't have a commercial quarter. That died.
Okay.
We do have a commercial quarter. We don't have a committee.
Okay. Well,
as always, I stand corrected. You're right and I'm wrong.
Okay. Well, let me ask this. Do we have any input about the commercial quarter?
I would like to see that our next meeting, the informal meeting on the 6th, have a focus of the discussion of the proposals that for encounter zones and what to hear from people their alternatives and what can be done to implement this. I've heard a great deal of enthusiasm from several of the staff members of DDOT towards this, and it appears that we may be able to get substantial funding by working collaboratively with them on this. However, they will want to hear. We just can't go off on our own opinion. We need to provide a forum and talk with a broad swath of our neighbors. So I propose that we use that session to discuss this.
I'll second that.
Okay, any objections to that, Phil?
Or not objection, just discussion. I note that Alex Kramer from the Mount Pleasant Business Association is asked to speak, and I would ask the commission to indulge her for a minute or two on this topic.
What does the commission want to do?
The 2 minutes is fine with me.
Okay, fine.
I did come here tonight also. The Business Association received a resolution about this, and I'm sorry, I don't have the wording, but the zone, the pedestrian encounter zone. And we had a discussion at our December meeting about it, and from, I don't know if there's been changes since, but not to be contentious or, but I wanted to give you guys a heads up. The Business Association opposes it, and has also agreed to work to fight it. This was the proposal that we saw. If there have been amendments to it and all, we'll try to be more open and all. But as far as businesses, we don't see that how our cakes can get picked up, large cake orders, a full car full of groceries can get, or home repairs, or the services.
Point of order, please. This should be brought up at the time that we consider the resolution in question.
Absolutely. Not okay, now. I'm just giving you a heads up, yeah, just so that we can, if you'd like, want any discussion beforehand, this decision.
That's the kind of thing we can do in on the 6th.
Okay, or we'll talk to council members too.
I think it's a good idea to have the informal meeting focus on this issue. I think it's an excellent idea.
Okay. Yeah, we. So the next meetings are posted April 6th, informal, April 20th, business. So we get, what resolution are we going to first?
I'd like to suggest the old business of the library. The resolution to the library.
The chair recognizes Greg.
I'm sorry.
Greg.
We have unfinished business, which typically comes up next.
Okay. You going to read it, Jack?
Resolved, ANC Wendy advises the D.C. Council, and in particular the Committee on Libraries, Parks, and Recreation, to disapprove contracts submitted by the District of Columbia Public Library for the Mount Pleasant Branch Library, and to indicate that no contracts will be approved until several conditions are fulfilled, listed below. 1. Local needs. DCPL submits a revised design after serious consultation with the local ANCs that reflects the distinctive needs of the neighborhood and local users by asking Ward 1 ANCs for their ideas and funding a study of local needs and alternative approaches. Respects the almost unique historical traditions of this Carnegie Library by not encumbering it with the distracting and discordant Hunchback. The two other Carnegie branch libraries, Southeast and Tacoma Park, did not suffer such bloat. Facilitates rather than hinders future emergency access by a ladder fire truck to about a dozen older apartment buildings by using an expansion of the ground floor entrance, reduces the difficulty of access by seniors, handicapped, and families with infants and kids. In particular, 1D urges the DC Council to make clear to DCPL that, compared to decades of better future benefits and very large capital costs, designs must be based on local needs and neighborhood distinctiveness, not on a DC-wide template. 1D urges the D.C. Council to give priority to the safety needs of neighbors by waiving the by-right development of this government agency so that these issues may be addressed, say, by the Board of Zoning Adjustment and by the Historic Preservation Review Board. Specifically, 1D advises the D.C. Council to require that the design be developed in collaboration not only with ANCs, but the Department of Transportation, the Office of Planning, and the Department of Parks and Recreation, so that this investment can be leveraged with the neighboring facilities for greater public benefit. The Office of Planning and 1B has observed that this could be a gateway that would greatly enhance cross-ANC traffic and aid the smallest main commercial corridor of Ward 1's 4A and C's. 2. Uphold the law. DCPL fulfills its legal duty of DCPL to notify and give great weight to local ANCs of planning and design process, and does so by demonstrating utmost respect for code and case law to answer each point raised by ANCs, in particularity from the perspective of the ANC and with evidence-based arguments. In particular, 1D urges the DC Council to make clear to DCPL that there are no rewards for shirking or skirting the ANC and other laws. 1D urges the DC Council to insist that the law be upheld. The main entrance of any substantially rehabbed public building must be accessible to all. 3. Larger long-term benefits. DCPL revises the design and process to facilitate adapting to major changes of the next half century in technology and public engagement. In particular, 1D urges the DC Council to make clear to DCPL that an improved design must provide for low cost and high flexibility to adjust spaces to meet the needs of future studies that have been promised but not done. Similar flexibility is needed for DCPL to anticipate and adjust to the radical changes now arising from new technologies and patterns of information development and application. Already arguments for using better present practices to increase effectiveness by a factor of 10 has been brought to DCPL's attention, which they have ignored. A further gain in cost effectiveness seems possible and even likely. It appears the DC Council need require changes in DCPL's management culture and in the facility plan to facilitate systematic learning. Next time, Greg can read his own resolution. Thank you very much.
Already take a nap. We need a second.
No, you don't. Actually,
it's old business, so it's just okay. Being brought to the discussion.
Okay. Great.
If this is passed, I would intend to present it tomorrow night to the meeting, the bi-monthly meeting every 2 months of the library board. And the DC Council, it's not clear when they will vote on the libraries, but we are one of eight areas that are troubled by this process. And I think, and much of the language here I got from talking with the staff of the Councilmember Thomas, who chairs the meeting, on what kinds of points are most likely to influence the council. These are essentially all points that they've heard before and that I was advised would be useful to emphasize.
Further discussion? Phil?
This is the latest in a long list of resolutions opposing the library. I almost sort of want to characteristically describe it as any means necessary. We've seen the kitchen sink. We've seen the shotgun. I'm not exactly sure what strategy this is. But I continue to oppose any obstruction to the expansion and completion of the library redesign.
No further discussion? Ready for the vote? All those in favor, this resolution as it reads? Edwards, Tunda, and Scott, all those opposed? Lepanto and Bossman opposed? Jack, are you abstaining? Jack abstains, okay. All righty, so we're in new business.
Read the vote, please, for the audio record.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were reading it. It's 3-2. Well, was it 3-2 in favor? Now lost. Yeah. Okay. You want to poll the commissioners?
If you would, yeah. Yes, Dave, just because I want to get this. I want this to be on the record, please.
Oliver?
I'm in favor of the resolution.
Is that a yes or no?
That's a yes.
Phil?
No, that's a no.
Dave?
No.
Stormy, yes. Greg?
No. Excuse me, yes.
Whoa! Too late. Too late. Yes, it's recorded. Jack abstains just because this resolution is so long. I think it's whatever.
Okay.
So it passes by a 3-2 vote.
I want to thank Jack for having rewritten it.
Okay. Do we have a specific one we want to go to under new business first, or are we just taking them as they are here? Okay.
Well, beg pardon. What we do is we look at the list and decide from the list which one we want to deal with next.
We have a series of resolutions on the on DDOT funding and how they notice us and so on. And that, I think, is driven right now by Jack's resolution for that we study a first step towards an encounter zone.
Dave, then Phil?
Yeah, I think we ought to just take them in order as they are, rather than dashing around here and there.
Well, let me point out that it's 8:40, and if we take that one-by-one approach, we'll be here all night. I would much rather pick the ones which are most timely and critical and deal with those first, if we could.
Phil?
I would be happy to take up some of these ones that have been on the list for a long time. And in deference to my colleague, I would say that we start with number 7.
I suggested...
The chair recognizes Greg.
Okay, sorry. I suggested that the resolution written by Jack, which would help make clear the topic of discussion for the August meeting, be taken up, because that will be very useful to us and further discussions with DDOT about further funding for our street.
Which one is that?
Okay, Commissioner, what are we doing? Time, the clock is moving.
Yeah, I think I also agree with Phil that we take number 7, and then since we have still enough time, we can take all the number 12 later.
Okay, so we got three people want to do number 7, so we're going to number 7. I'm sorry, Dave.
Yes, and listening to the reasoning of my reasonable colleagues, I would change my mind and support going to what we're going to be talking about at our next community meeting, which is, I guess, number 12.
All right, so 12 it is. You want to read yours, Dave? Is it you?
This is a long one, to check.
Wow.
Now, the resolution isn't long.
Ah, okay.
So you wrote an enormous resolution with no rationale. You should not do that.
I'm going to come up with a resolution that says you can't make these things more than one paragraph.
I like that. I like that. We'll put them in the bylaws.
Second.
Okay, if I may. Resolve that ANC1D advises the District Department of Transportation to undertake a study of a trial pedestrian encounter zone in the 3200 block of Mount Pleasant Street, yielding a substantial expansion of the effective area of Lamont Park, as well as promoting pedestrian and bicycle use of Mount Pleasant Street between Lamont Street and Park Road.
because the Mount Pleasant Main Street Transportation Enhancement Grant proposal was not developed in broad consultation with the neighborhood, 1D advises that that funding await the results of this pedestrian encounter zone study.
I second.
Discussion. Phil?
Point of order, even though it hasn't been read, I would like to see the why. Okay. Secondly, we have already during, I think, a previous portion of the meeting, I'm not exactly sure which portion it was, agreed unanimously, I believe, to devote our informal meeting to this discussion. We've already heard from the president of the Mount Pleasant Business Association that there is a lot of fear and concern about the resolution that we've already passed. I submit to the commission that we should hold our fire until after the next community meeting, rather than taking this two steps ahead of the rest of the neighborhood. I do support the pedestrian encounter zone, but I've had to explain my vote at length, and I think that in my consultations with other commissioners, they're still open to many ideas. So rather than ask DDOT to fund a study at this time, I think it would be advisable that we have an open discussion with the community, and therefore we'll be voting against this resolution. But I would just, so it's out there, be open to tabling this.
That's what I was going to make a motion. Greg?
Sorry to annoy you, but it is my understanding that this resolution does not ask DDOT to fund this study.
Okay. Can I make a motion at this time, or do I have to stay here? Because my question is just this. We're getting ready to have public discussion on this. How do we do this? It seems like we're putting a horse before the cart kind of thing here. I don't know. That's just my opinion. So.
Story?
Nice, is he great?
Okay. It does. I got a specific request from Jeff Marudian that we say that we're interested in the slot of money that was informally allocated to Mount Pleasant and of DDOT. And so that is useful in here, but it doesn't ask for specific funding of the study. My argument is that that this gives a thoughtful framework for discussion so that people have ideas. It does not pass this as being what we're going to do. It simply asks that says that this is a framework for further discussion. And as that, it seems like it is in keeping with what we've done in the past, and it allows people to something to chew on and does not preclude what we may decide later.
Oliver?
I think we should keep it until we have the public meeting discussion so that we get input from the community. We are going to discuss the topic with the community, and it will be very important that we wait until that public discussion is done before we tackle this case, this resolution.
Okay, was that a resolution or was that just your statement? Are you making a resolution, a suggestion to table? I'm sorry?
To table the resolution.
Okay. All right. Well, I need a second on that motion.
Did you second or are you calling?
I seconded. I'm now...
Okay. Let me point out, I believe that this is a motion to table until the next business meeting, as opposed to tabling indefinitely. Okay.
All those in favor of tabling to the next business meeting? Okay. Tunda, Lepanto, Wasserman, and Scott voting to table. All those opposed? McKay and Edwards oppose. It will be tabled to the next meeting.
I move adjournment.
Chair recognizes Gray.
Thank you. I move adjournment.
You have a second on it, sir? All those in favor of adjournment?
Just discussion. Dave.
Dave. It's not discussable.
Oh. The legislation is going to be voted on in Congress. Don't you want to say something? You can advise Congress.
I withdraw my motion, if I may, although it's seconded, so as to accord courtesy to my colleague.
Oh, Jesus, spare me. Okay, where are we? I got a headache. Because I just thought we did it and voted on it, and now you're taking it back. Okay, so.
But after this, we'll do it.
All right.
I hope you'll remember this, Dave, next time you say a nasty comment about me.
Who, me?
No, Dave.
Oh. Where are we?
Yeah, Juan Carlos was just pointing out that City Council is going to be dealing with the secure communities issue, I believe, on Friday. So it would be rather important if we could consider that one now.
Oh, it may be also important for us to deal with the one on secure communities. Oh, it is. Okay, good.
Take your medicine.
Okay, we're going to do 14.
Yes.
The 14 or 15. 14 is Greg's, which deals principally with the process of how this was decided. 15 is mine, saying don't do the secure communities program.
Yeah, I'd rather do 15 first.
Okay.
All righty.
Yeah, if you would. Let's do 15.
Can I read it?
If I may. Resolve that ANC1D advises the mayor and the Metropolitan Police Department to reject any involvement with the Federal Secure Communities Program.
Second. Discussion. No discussion. All those in favor of the... Phil?
Well, I think this is a very important issue to our community. I want to be on record as saying that while I support this, I do think it's important that we make sure that, you know, violent crime is a problem, and we do need to make sure that we take care of it in a likely way. But I am very concerned about the way this has been formulated, as well as the process in which it has been brought to the city, and that's why I plan to vote for it.
Greg?
May I point out to my honorable colleague the number 14 deals with that issue by suggesting a pilot program to try out a few of the most violent crimes and to evaluate it before moving forward.
Let me say this again. We're in 15. Don't bring 14 into 15, please. Okay? We got to do one at a time. Jack?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't quite follow what Phil was saying, but my point here is that this secure communities program will impair the ability of the police to deal with real crime by interfering with the cooperation of immigrant communities with the police. So my point is, if we're going to be serious about dealing with crime, then the police should deal with crime and not be distracted and not impair their own effectiveness by getting off into immigration enforcement. I'm sorry, Phil, is that... I wasn't quite sure what you said.
My understanding of the Secure Communities Program is that it primarily targets people who have committed extremely violent crime to deal with their immigration status.
Let me respond to that, because that's not what it does. The Secure Communities Program works as follows. For persons arrested for serious crimes, not convicted, but arrested, the fingerprints go to the FBI, and nobody has a quarrel with that. The FBI according to the Security Committee's program, forwards those prints to immigration for an immigration check. And that is true even if the FBI comes up with a totally clean record. So we're not talking about people who have been convicted of crimes. We're not talking about people who are even charged with serious crimes. They've just been arrested locally, and even if the FBI finds their record to be clean, the prints go to immigration. And the only function of going to immigration is to determine their immigration status, not whether they are criminals, which is why I think this coupling of police enforcement with immigration is a huge mistake from the point of view of people who want to have communities safe from crime.
Dave?
Yeah, I heard today that 86% of the deportations in other parts of this country that are following this are for minor violations, such as registration of cars, such as trespassing.
In response to that, let me point out that the district has indeed eliminated minor offenses from the list. People arrested, even for driving while intoxicated, will not be subject to this procedure.
There was only 21 items eliminated.
Yes, and a significant omission from that list is domestic abuse, that is domestic violence. That is, if a person is arrested for domestic violence, his records may go to immigration, and we may wind up involuntarily breaking up families for nothing more than an accusation of domestic violence.
Okay.
It was answered. Someone else got to the same point.
Okay. Are we ready for the vote?
No, I'm sorry. There are a couple of hands from some noted members of our committee. I suggest to the commission that we indulge them for a few minutes.
For the record, my name is Juan Carlos Ruiz, and I'm the Director of Advocacy for the Latino Federation. And the Latino Federation has been coordinating a coalition of 129 organizations. They are labor, faith, grassroots, civil rights groups. They have been working on this issue for the last 2.5 months. We are organizing an effort for this Friday at 11 o'clock, when the chief of police is going to have her oversight hearing. We will be there protesting this failed Secure Communities program. This program has several issues, and just to strengthen a little bit of the sharing that Commissioner McKay has done, this program is only 2% of the people arrested under this program has been shown to be high criminals. So this program is not effective. It has been proved over and over in different cities. It has not been very effective. Now, the problem that we see with this is also open the door for discrimination and police brutality. Furthermore, there has not been a consultation process with any of the ANCs or the community members about implementing this program. We have met with the chief several times, and we have done a lobby day in the council. We have a number of council members that are supporting us in this issue, including our own council member, Jim Graham, who has sent a letter to the chief expressing his serious concerns about this issue. I believe that this resolution as it is, if it's anything to be strengthened, is something that we agree in our community. We all want criminals off the street, but this program does not do that, and because that it must stop. This program is just a voluntary agreement between the police department and ICE, and that because it's voluntary, they can be breaking any time at any moment. So finally, I would respectfully recommend to approve this resolution number 15. And be aware that number 14 has a lot of loopholes that will create a lot of problems for people that are working in the coalition. And before you prove it to the other resolutions, please, let's consider this, approve this, and we will be very grateful if one of the commissioners can come to testify with us. especially would like to respectfully request Commissioner McKay, you can respectfully come to us and testify with us on Friday. That will be fantastic.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Commissioner McKay, for your leadership on this issue. It is very obvious that you understand very, very clearly what's happening. There is a tremendous amount of immigrants that get affected by violence in our neighborhoods that we don't even hear about it. Violent crimes are happening at the bus stops at 4 o'clock in the morning. People get attacked, people get killed, things happen that people many times don't even report it. And if we start going on the line of enforcing criminal issues through this, that is totally just profiling, because I look a certain way, somebody's going to ask me, where are my immigration papers? So I just want to thank you for this vote on this, and I hope that all the commissioners support this resolution. Thank you.
I would move the vote at this time.
Okay, we'll take a vote. Do you want a poll, or you just want to take the vote?
Just a vote.
Okay, all those in favor of this resolution? 6-0 in favor of the resolution.
I'd like to, Jack and I divided our work on this, and he took one half and I took the other. So I would like to at least to have a brief discussion on 14.
The discussion will be brief. It's 2:00 to 9:00.
Okay, resolved. ANC1D advises MPD and the DC Council on the Committee on the Judiciary to stop and pay close attention to MPD's apparent lawbreaking and unwise behavior in planning and implementing the so-called Secure Communities Program. And if it's second, I'll explain why this may be critical.
Second.
Thank you. I've spoken to a number of lawyers who are not sure that the council will be able to stop this, but the ANCs have a power that the council does not, which is the power to delay. If this resolution could help a number of volunteer lawyers to go to Superior Court and say that it must be delayed for 30 business days, while there's notice and back and forth discussion with ANC resolutions.
Discussion? No discussion. All those in favor of the resolution? All commissioners voting yes, except for Commissioner Lepanto, who is
abstaining. I move adjournment.
Second. All those in favor of adjournment? ANC1D is adjourned 9 p.m.
Thank you.